Alrighty, good morning, everybody. The art of giving, just got a couple of comments. It's a challenge. I don't know how to put it really. Just in reading assignments and seeing how, you know, opportunities to give and how people give and what's going on. Anyway, it's always a challenge. And it's interesting. I know for me, in certain areas, it's easy for me to give. And then in other areas, I'm a cheapskate. I'll just say it. And then I have to fight that guy. You know, it's like, why am I so willing to give here? And why am I a cheapskate over there? And anyway, so I just say that. So then what do? You just, you pray and you, Lord, sorry, forgive me. I'm a cheapskate in this part of my life. It's so how am I going to, what am I going to do? And one thing I will say is whenever we, you know, we've had, you know, how Paul likes to say he learned how to just have joy no matter what his circumstances when he had nothing, when he was beaten and thrown in the street, essentially, and when he had abounded and had more than he needed. You know, and one thing I say is there's always opportunities. I know Gary mentioned in his how he was setting up chairs and had a bad attitude about it and realized that, you know, he wasn't, you know, that's not giving. That's just having a bad attitude. So, you know, it switched that to say, okay, I have a good attitude. Maybe that's all you could do right now is set up chairs for church. Well, then didn't do it and do it with a good attitude. And, because I just remember times when we had very little, but we still found ways to give. You know, and then when you have much, you find ways to give. And there's always opportunities. The Lord always brings you the opportunities. And so I'll just say that. And now as we go into today, you know, it's the insecurity, which is probably good because I think that lends right into itself from the art of giving into insecurity, because those are some of the insecurities that we work through and have to work around as we go throughout our days. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this morning, and we just thank you that we can be gathered together from so many places to come and learn and listen. And we thank you, Lord. It's a giving isn't just something it is something we get to do, and that truly is a blessing, but it is an obligation. You tell us to give, you tell us to do it, and you say you love the cheerful giver. So whatever that opportunity is that you bring before us, may we do it with a good attitude, cheerfully. I think the other day, opportunity I had to help somebody, and the phone call I got, they were so excited about something with this little work that happened. And it happened because you opened a door to give, you opened a door to open up a place that could to help people. So we just thank you that we can see, you know, you give us those little amens, so to speak, that come across and encourage us to keep moving further and keep going on and keep moving. And so now we lift this day up to you. We lift this next chapter in security in your hands. Pray for our brother as he teaches this time and teaches what's on his heart from his own testimony. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time. We thank you for the gift of your beloved son. What gift could we give that could ever beat out the gift you gave to us in our Lord Jesus Christ? We thank you and we praise you in his name. Amen. I really, really, really love that quote from Billy Graham. Just made me think a lot. The will of God will not take us, for the grace of God cannot sustain us. And, you know, it's funny because then I go back, wow, was it the will of God for me to get into all sorts of trouble? I don't know that it was the will of God's will, because I made a lot of pretty bad choices to get in a whole lot of trouble. But I will say this, that I had to really face some hard lessons, and I had to really learn to face my insecurity. Because talk about, I know for those of you guys who are in there, there's some hard phone calls that have to be made on your part, and all sorts of things, and people you got to talk to, and all kinds of stuff. And talk about insecurity rearing its head and coming blazing at you. It comes hard. And then you got fear, right? What if? All the fears. But the difference we have, thank God, is we're not a deer. You know, the deer just gets frozen in fear and just stares at you, right? If you've ever had to face that deer on the highway, the stupid thing just stops there and doesn't move. But, you know, as Pat said, you know, we learn about fire, right? As human beings, we learn how to use the fire. We don't stand there every time we see a fire. We don't freak out and stand in absolute fear, but we learn how to use it. It's a tool. And that's where, you know, common sense comes in. So we have it. And God will sustain you. And he does. It's so we can just trust. You know, our insecurities, they come every day. They come at us. They come firing at us, especially, you know, in the ebb and flow of business. Sometimes things get a little slow at times. And so then we start to, what if? I've got to do. No, yeah, we got to trust in the Lord with all our heart. Lean not on our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And it says in the next verse, and be not wise in our own eyes. I got an idea. You know, that I got an idea. We need to take that, throw it in the trash can, and say, Lord, what's your idea? Then we can find the correct God and the correct Jesus and the correct Bible and look for answers. Not that I got an idea, so I think this is what I got to do. Anyway, let's pray as we get into the balance of our day here. Our blessed Father in heaven, we do again just thank you for that wonderful gift of salvation and the wonderful gift of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, God in the flesh. God in the flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace, full of truth. And Lord, we can cast all our cares, all of our anxiety, all of those, our insecurities, we can cast them all upon you. And we can find that peace of God which surpasses all understanding. And it will and it can guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. But we got to let it. We got to let it. Even as it feels like we want to get frozen in our tracks, we thank you. We can just pick up our feet and move forward in faith one step at a time and trust you. Again, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time. We thank you for what you're doing in each one of our homes, our companies, our families, our lives, our businesses. Lord, we thank you what you're doing. For you are the God who is leading, guiding, and directing us if we allow it. We just give you this day and we give you our lives in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.